What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. We are in here. It is the last Bad Podcast recording of the new year, baby. Brad, can you believe it, man? Can you believe it?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of old lang syne? Come on now, D.
What is that, man?
You already know. Hey, if you have your books, your prep, rep, repeat books, turn it to page 100.
Everybody, please stand and turn it to page 100 stand. Of your book.
Chapter 6, baby. As you continue to tackle each day with ferocity and intent, you'll find that the sense of accomplishment you gain is not just about achieving the monumental goal, but about mastering the art of relentless persistence. So the next time you feel overwhelmed by enormity of your aspirations, remember to focus on the journey rather than the destination.
I like it, man. Let's kick this one off big time, baby.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And we are live, man, in multiple places. We're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook, inside the group, outside the group, everywhere. We are live, man. And this is interactive, man. We want to hear from you guys. We want to check in with you guys. We want to interact with some of the comments. And Brad, I don't know if he's saying a little silent prayer or if his internet got him stuck. I'm going to keep talking until we figure that out, man. But super excited about this episode of the Bad Podcast, man. And this has been an amazing year. A lot of milestones this year and a lot of great things. And one great thing, man, I made this quick slide, man, that happened this year, late this year. Brad, I don't know I'm about to do this, but I'm gonna throw this up here. One thing, this right here came out, baby, the Prep, Rep, Repeat book. If you hadn't gotten it already, if people weren't nice to you on Christmas and got you this book, bless yourself with it, man, going into the new year. Perfect read to start the year off right, man. So it's on Amazon. Anywhere else, Brad, can they find this book, or is it just Amazon right now?
Right now, just on Amazon and out of my trunk. So I'm doing actually my first signing. I'm doing a little mini book tour in 2025, and my first signing's in on January 28th here in New York. So I'll have it out of the trunk on January 28th.
I like it, man. I like it. I like the out of the trunk, man. It reminds me of the old hip hop days when you used to, you know, sell your mixtape out of the trunk, man. So pick up that Prep, Rep, Repeat mixtape out of the trunk, baby. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So super excited to, like I said, to bring you this episode as well as be live with you guys, man. So it's been a while since we've done a live. We've done a lot of episodes in the course of these 2 years, and we're ending this year off. This episode actually air on Monday, but we are recording it today, and so we're going to interact with you guys now. So, Brad, man, let's jump in. You know, first of all, this is Monday, so this is technically the day after my birthday. So when you're hearing this on the podcast, it's the day after my birthday. It's also a day after one of your kids' birthday. It's also a day after your mom's birthday. Like, the 5th is a good day, man.
So. Yeah, no, it is a good day. And well, happy belated birthday, kind of. but you know, in that quote that I read, it said something along the lines of falling in love with the journey. And I had a good friend of mine send me this Instagram thing. That good friend is you, D. There's a handful of posts, and the first one says Kobe won 5 NBA championships, but he also holds the all-time record for missed shots. Babe Ruth won 7 World Series. He also leads the MLB in strikeouts for 5 seasons. Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls, but also holds the record for most intercepted passes in Super Bowl history. And there's several of these. And the reason that I bring that up today is because so many of us, we look at the destination. We look at the Super Bowl. We look at the World Series. We look at losing 50 pounds, 100 pounds. We look at the Ironman or publishing a book. And we are so fascinated by reaching the finish line and the destination that we forget to fall in love with the process. And a part of the process is falling short. A part of that process is giving yourself a fair shot. Now, if you continue to scroll on that thing that you sent me, that Instagram post that you sent me, it was, you know, essentially, if you fear it, chase it sort of mantra. That's my 2024 mantra. If you fear it, chase it. And too many people don't put themselves in circumstances because of the fear of failure or the fear of judgment or whatever it may be. But those people that are putting themselves out there and making themselves vulnerable, those are the ones that are getting the seven Super Bowls, you know, locking down the five NBA champions, so on and so forth. So today I want to talk about that process. I want to talk about getting yourself into a position to publish your work. And you know, I've been using that reference a lot lately because I published a book, right? But this mm-hmm. is more than publishing a book. This is about publishing a work and getting yourself in a position to win. So today I want to talk about the journey. I want to talk about Kaizen. We've been talking about Kaizen lately, and Kaizen is a Japanese phrase of fractional growth every day. Too many people on January 1st, when this drops live, will be taking massive strides out of the chutes, and they'll fall a little short. Why? Because they're trying to take too much too fast. So today, as a part of the process, take fractional steps, baby steps, and that's what's going to get you, you know, to those big goals.
Yeah, man. And so what caught my attention with that post that I sent you is the failure aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Cause that, you know, I guess, you know, the beauty of the algorithm that has been like the theme in my Instagram scroll. And, one of the illustrations that I love the most, it was like a archer's target. And arrows were everywhere, like arrows, you know, on the ground, at the top, nowhere near the bullseye. Mm-hmm. And then there was another target that had no arrows on it at all. And then it was like the one on the left, this is success. The one on the right, this is actually failure. You know, the fear of failure paralyzes so many when it comes to a lot of things, man. And that is the thing that going into the new year, starting this new year, a lot of people, you know, we talk about people starting their journey, being hyped, but there's a lot of people that are going to sit back because they fear that they won't be able to succeed. They fear that they will do what they always done, or they'll, you know, somebody has gotten in their head to feel like they're going to do the same thing over, and they fear it so much that they won't even take that step, man. So that was the thing that really stuck out to me, man. For me personally, I think I said this on like episode 2, man, like, I'm a leaper. I'm a jumper. Like, I don't even have to see what's over there. Like, I'm willing to take the risk, take the jump if it's something that I believe in. You know, I won't, you know, go into any adventures with you and Adrian, any of that stuff. But if it's something I believe in, I'll take that jump, man. But I really want to kind of hone in on that and make sure that people understand that, you know, failure is part of the process. It's not the end. In your book, there are some parts where you failed, but the book didn't end there. There were some more chapters to come. That'll preach to somebody right there.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, there were several times. So I started this book over 2 years ago, and a lot of people don't realize that I started it that long ago, because a lot of people see that final product, just like with fitness. We see the final product and we want that final product, yet we don't know the amount of time, the amount of effort, the dedication, the grit, the grind that it took to get there. Now, I've referenced this before. You know, I hold a book and it's mine, right? And I published it, and I'm really excited and proud of myself. But there were nights, man, and you I'm watching your alarm clock go off at 3:30 in the morning. I remember those days, because there were days that, like, you had to make some of those sacrifices, or investments is what I call them, investments to get yourself to that published working. And you're going through it right now with your training and your prep work for getting back on the stage, right? I mean, you got to make some sacrifices. You got to make some investments. And throughout that process, you're going to find things that work, and you're going to find things that don't work. And the things that work for you, keep doing those things. The things that don't work for you, extract lessons from those things. And I've been preaching that big time, because 2024 is essentially the setup, right, for 2025. Mm. And all those shortcomings, all those blunders, all those moments of failure, I don't consider them failure. Just like what we're saying, they're learning opportunities. What can you extract from those moments and apply them to your moments in 2024?
Absolutely, man. And, you know, even as a business, 2024 we experienced, man, you know, some failures.
Yeah.
Some bigger than others, and what we did, and from, you know, great leadership and having a strong team, is we learned from it, and we created, you know, something better, and something that actually sustainable, something that can last. And it applies to so many things in life, you know, even in relationships, you know, because yeah. I know some people are watching that aren't in E2M, aren't even thinking about fitness, is far from their mind. But even at work, even in relationships, everything that you do, there's a risk aspect, and then there's a reward aspect. And, you know, you have to be willing to take some risk in order to get that reward, man. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You know, you don't know, but if you allow that fear to hold you back, man, you won't be able to see what the potential is. I mean, that goes for me. Like I know what prep is like, but I could go into this space of like, I'm scared, man. I'm scared to, you know, to not look as good as I did last time, or, you know, now that I know, you know, let me go back. Cause I remember, and I think I said this on the show before too. I remember after my first couple of rounds, I just knew if I had a slip, because I was so tight, you know, 2020, you couldn't go nowhere. So all right. You ate was E2M food. There was nobody doing cookouts. It was 2020. Everybody was inside. So I had the best round ever, like, you know. But I remember, like, not being able to stay on plan, or not being, you know, having to break my fast and thinking, like, oh, no, it's not like I'm going to be fat tomorrow, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you get that mindset, and you fear that, man. It's kind of in the back of your mind. But, you know, I said that to say, you know, even with prep, now that I've been through prep and been in off season, and I realized, like, you know, one little slip up is not going to mess it up. Mm-hmm. I have to keep the mindset of I want to be laser focused when it comes to that part of it, man. And that just comes with discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. you know, you go back to that risk reward thing. I think a lot of us, we struggle with thinking real time about risk reward. You know, like if you're right in the moment, and you do the contemplating, you weigh the pros and the cons, it's really hard to recognize what the reward is, because a lot of times that reward is so far away. But in the moment, the risk is so much more prevalent, because, you know, if I try today and I fail, I view that as a risk, right? I view that as a risk, and it didn't give me anything. So I view that as you know, a really mental hurdle to get over, you know, and to see beyond all those shortcomings and see beyond all those hurdles and adversities. So with that Instagram post that you sent me, I just brought it back up, and in the end of it, it says this: everything changes when you reframe losses like this. It's not a setback. It's one step closer. It's not a measure of incompetence. It's proof of your willingness to take risks and charge boldly forward. You know, a lot of people think it's some sort of a ability thing, right? It's your ability or your talent. Very rarely is it your ability or your talent. And I'll use Tom Brady as an example. The guy as an athlete, he was a bum. He was an absolute bum, but he had the willingness and the work ethic that was unparalleled, like untouched. And because he had that work ethic, and because he ran unparalleled with his grind and grit, you know, he's a seven-time Super Bowl champion, you know, so it's the willingness to look beyond the risk and just see what could be. Hey, real quick, man, I'm seeing the comments starting to roll in here. Shout out to Jan and Howie, and who else we got? Maria, Robin, Copper, Donna. Let's get it, fam. Proud of this community, D. You know, you had mentioned, you know, we went through some ebbs and flows, right? We went through some peaks and valleys this year with our community. And, you know, it's just it's just nice to see the support, the encouragement, all of the things. And, you know, with the fitness industry going into the new year, this is our big time. Carol, great morning. This is our big time, man. This is big time. And I'm sure you're getting the same thing that I'm getting with messages blowing up the inbox. But one of the common questions is, you know, what will this plan work for me? Will that plan work for me? Will this plan be successful? Guys, it ain't the plan. All right, it ain't the plan. It's your internal drive. It's your internal determination. It's how bad do you want it, you know? And if you want something, you got to go get it. And when you face these shortcomings, like we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes, be ready to embrace those hard times and be able to overcome those hard things. Dr. Tyrone, Nikki, Eddie, my guy Eddie, let's get it.
They're in here, man.
Yeah, they're in
no,
here.
That speaks a lot, man. You know, it's so funny that you said it's not the thing, because it's whatever you stay consistent with is going to work. Yeah, you know, my I always used to tell people, you know, I tried this, I tried that, but I never stuck with anything. I never took it all the way, you know, to the end to see, you know, E2M was the first thing. But I will say this, although it's not necessarily the thing, man, the community is what makes a difference. And we talk about that, man. The community is the very thing that helps someone take it all the way to the end. It makes it bearable. It makes it, you know, something that you can do, you know. Yeah. And so that's the secret sauce, man. The people, the amazing people is the secret sauce. And you know, I always bring up this Eddie story, man. I got to do it, man. It, you know, I'm sure you got one. I got one.
I got a couple Eddie stories.
Yeah. But this is one that was major for me. After my first round, I had got the vid, right? And so I wasn't posting. And you know, I'm thinking like, you know, no, nobody knows me. Like, ain't nobody missing me. And Mr. Eddie reached out and said, hey, brother, just checking on you. I noticed I ain't seen you post in a while, man. And that was the game changer. I think I sent him a message like whenever I got hired on, like that simple message from a guy that I did not know before the program changed the whole trajectory of my life, man, because I was like, wow, this is real. The people are real. The program works. And it put a boost under me, and I hadn't looked back since. You know, I reached out to him several times. You know, he's a wise guy, and he has a lot of knowledge, man. So always, if I get the opportunity, I always shout him out, man, because I you know, besides the grace of God, of course, but I would not be in this position where I am with the company if Eddie hadn't made that connection and that interaction with me, for sure.
Yeah. And you see that on a daily basis, man. I had a thought, but I lost my train of thought when I blurred out and went shocker that my Wi-Fi went down. But yeah, community is one of the greatest components of E2M. And I have similar Eddie stories. I have similar stories that go hand in hand with what you're saying. You know, so my big thing this year for 2025 is be the beacon. All right. And, you know, you look at the universe, you look at our world, there's plenty of darkness. There's plenty of shade and negativity. There's not enough light. There's not enough good vibes. So, be the light 25 is my thing for 2025. And, you know, the thing is a lot of people don't know the capacity or the magnitude of what a single post will do for somebody.
You know, that's good, man.
You just don't know. And you know, prime example with Eddie shooting you a message like that literally was a catalyst to bring you back, right? Like, people don't know the importance of a single post, just one post, because not everybody can relate to me in my ice baths. Not everybody can relate to me in writing books. Not everybody can relate to you getting on the right. You don't want to get an ice bath. You don't want to do the running boy. You don't want to, like, a lot of people don't want to do those things. So a lot of people can't relate to me, but maybe they can relate to you. Maybe they can relate to Belinda. Maybe they can relate to Betty or Carolyn or Serenity or Amanda or Eddie or Lisa. So it's important to tell your story, because there's more people out there in the world losing and living a life of shortcoming and, you know, fighting those same obstacles as you're fighting. So make a post and say, hey, this is how I got through it. This is how I revived my life. This is how I got to this point in my life, because people can relate to that. All right. And it's going to take some posting. It's going to take some intent, some deliberate action, all those things. But man, make sure you're making those posts and be the light 25.
I love that, man. Be the light 25, man. That's really good. And, you know, we kind of chatted about some of the old guard making their way back into the group, man. So if you're watching this, make those posts. And one thing that I found out that was super, like, that helps a lot of people. I always, whenever I post my before and afters, I get guys all the time. I was like, wait a minute. You look like I look now back then. Like, it blows their mind that, you know, it shows them that it's possible. You know, when people see the ice baths, when they see the Iron Man, when they see me on stage, they see the abs, they think we always was like that. That's not the case, man. Your story is it's so beautiful when people get to see your story. And I always try to transparent with mine and let them know where I started. You know, I would listen. There was no stage in sight before I joined E2M. Mm-mm. You know, I was looking for the next honey bun. Like, it was it wasn't even an afterthought. You know, I had my glory days in high school playing sports, but it wasn't even like a, you know, whatever, man. I was like, ain't no way. But it's really good to share your story to, and not just in the group, because hey, it's the start of the new year. Yeah. We got this brand new 4-week challenge. We got E2M Premium that has great workouts. Publicly, sharing your story publicly. You don't know what your post will do. Somebody's on the outside right now. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do different, how they're going to face this new year, what's going to change for them. And your public post could change somebody's life, man. It could set somebody in a whole different direction. It literally could save somebody's life. If you think about it, your public post. It takes somebody that may be diabetic, maybe have high blood pressure, maybe on the way to an early grave, and your post could get them in on a healthier path that could add some time to their life. And so don't take it for granted. Be the light 2025. Hey, I love it.
Hey, real quick. I screwed myself over here. It's not be the light, it's be the beacon.
Oh, okay. Be the beacon.
Be the beacon. But hey, man,
I like the light though.
I know, me too. Hey, that's really important, D. I had a good friend reach out to me, a physically active individual, and he saw one of my posts that said, make sure you get in and get your checkup, your annual checkup. And he saw the post and he was out for a bike ride. This guy is physically active. He's a little older, but he is very physically active. Not an E2M member, but a good personal friend. And he shot me a message yesterday or the day before. He said, hey, man, I just want to thank you for making that post, because I went into my doctor and I had an artery that was 95% clogged. And I was days away from having a heart attack. And because of that post, I went in, I got checked out, and I'm alive today because of that post. Now, folks, listen to me. Dwayne said something very important, transparency. Transparency is key. It's vital to the post that you make, because when you're transparent, that's when people can relate to your story, because a lot of people are out there struggling with the same struggles that you have. All right, my first ice bath, I hated it. Today, I'm going to go for another ice bath. I'm going to hate it. All right. But now I have more discipline to stay in that water and dunk my head right off the bat. Right. My first run, a lot of you have heard this story. Belinda, Lisa, Nancy, Maria, you guys have heard the story of my first run. I got on that treadmill for 5 minutes. I got off the treadmill as fast as I got off or got on. I called my brother. I said, listen, I can't do this. He said, give me one more day. And that's what our primary goal for 2025 is going to be, is give me one more day. If you won yesterday, give me today. If you lost yesterday, give me today. Be the beacon 25.
Be the beacon. I love it. I love it, man. One more day. Be the beacon. I don't know, man. It's going to be, I just feel good about it. We already in the 25 when this launch, when this actually airs. Love seeing the love in the comments, man. I appreciate you guys. That's the folks that you can't see, Brad, and I'm going to shout them out. They're inside the group, and because of the way Facebook's new system with StreamYard, it won't put their comments in our little comment section. So I want to shout out Vicky and Tammy. Shout out Tammy. Tammy, the bookkeeper.
Let's go, Tam.
Karen, Lynn, Tiffany, my brother Timothy, Kelly. Shout out to all you guys inside the group making comments. We appreciate y'all so much. And if you're watching this on Facebook, please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, check out. We got hundreds of episodes of Bad Podcasts there on YouTube. We got so many other podcasts there. Doctors Approved. We got what's the the bodybuilding one. I forgot what we called that. I forgot with me and Eric and Sarah. Go check that one out too. And we got another one coming. We have another one coming, Brad. We got a new podcast. We getting ready to launch, man. I'm gonna spill the beans. Dr. Reese is actually about to start doing a podcast with us, so that's gonna be fire. So make sure you guys go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and go and watch all the videos and just sit it on a repeat in your living room so we can get a whole bunch of views.
honest, dude, do it.
Hey, get a whole bunch of views, man. So, yeah, man. All right, B, what you got, man? What you thinking?
Well, first and foremost, you know, the amount of time that we spend putting this podcast on, it's all free content, right? It's all free content. But at the end of the day, you got to be in the right mindset to hear some of this stuff. And you have to have an open, a flexed mind is what I call it. And you have to be in the right season of life, right? You have to be in the right season of life to accept this into your life. And a lot of people don't want to hear the things that we're saying because they're not in the right season of life. Folks, encourage people to get into the right season of life. And what season of life I'm talking about is that self-development, boy. It's hard to get there because it's a hard life, right? Mm-hmm. It's a hard knock, like all the things, man. But
in second, a singing mood today.
I'm a singing mood, man. It's it. Come on now. Second thing, this is my housekeeping stuff. You see that me and D are rocking the Eager Ray ones. E2Rstore.com. E2Rstore.com. That's the number two. It's 24% off for the rest of today. And then after today, it goes away. 24% off. E2Rstore.com. We got the Eager Ray ones. We got the Eager Ray twos. We got the Eager Ray Charlottes. We got the Cooper Bridge Run shirt. We got the Cincinnati Flying Pig Shine Bright shirt. Guys, this is the year to shine bright, be the beacon 25. Let's shine and show the world what we're made of. Let's go. I'm amped, man. D 2025. We're coming in hot, guns blazing, fire everywhere, lights,
all cameras, the things,
action.
Yes, sir. Rep, also,
go to Amazon, get book. That sucker. Thanks, D. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, no doubt, man. Much love, brother. Here's to another year, man. We're about to knock this thing out the park. Super excited. Appreciate you guys tuning in live with the Bad Boys of the Bad Podcast. Man, till next Monday, we out of here.
I am so sick of this.